stack of cash. David Booth, it was announced today, Pete Thamel, I think, broke the news, that David Booth is giving a $300 million donation to the University of Kansas, $75 million of which is already dedicated to wrapping up the stadium project, including the
phase
gateway
two. Yeah,
portion
phase two. Yeah.
Of it. Yeah, I guess not wrapping it up, but completing
huge,
phase
though,
two of
because
it, and a massive donation.
We know basically like 75% of the stadium has already been rebuilt. It's brand new. It looks beautiful. I can't wait to get there some point this fall out at to the booth. They'll open up against Fresno State actually a week from Saturday. That's crazy, right? A week from Saturday,
yeah,
they open
nuts
up. But at the same time, there was worry when they launched it that would they have the money to finish the project, and would you be sitting there with a, you know, stadium 25% not done for years and years and years? This ensures essentially that's likely not going to happen.
$300 million?
$300 million is unbelievable.
I think there's something bigger at play here.
Well, no, it is. If you read the release, so it's not just about helping with phase two. It is about ensuring essentially stability of the athletic department for years to come. We all know with the revenue sharing that's about to happen in collegiate sports and trying to keep up with everybody else in these Power Five conferences and make sure you have top-notch facilities, but also make sure you're competitive. This provides money for things to operate the athletic department down the road. It's an unbelievable gift. It's one of the largest gifts in collegiate athletic history. It's the largest gift in Kansas history. This is somebody that is already...
You just had an influx of cash. Are you going to be making your largest donation in Kansas history?
I will not. I will not. I wish I could.
Fresh
I wish I
dough
could.
David
Booth, $300 million for this. He's donated $300 million to like a University of Chicago business school. He's donated, obviously, money for the rules of basketball. $4 million or whatever it was he bought those years back. So many different, I mean, he's donated money for the help with a new business school. I mean, unbelievable amounts of money he has donated to the University of Kansas, and this is awesome. And I know, you know, if you're not a KU alum, you may don't care as much, but you were going to bring up the bigger point, which is this is the position they need to be in financially and also with facilities, that with realignment in collegiate sports, you need to make sure you have top-notch facilities.
Much like Drew's trying to make himself the best version of himself in his 30s, Kansas is absolutely, I think part of the big impetus behind these are, you need to make yourself as attractive as a football program as you can in case the Big 12 goes belly up. And I'll just be honest with you. In the next 20 years, I don't think the Big 12 will exist. 20 years from now, I don't think there will be a Big 12. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So, certainly didn't think the Pac-12 was going to fold up first, and I still think they got the leg up on the ACC, but there was definitely a time when the Pac-12 and the other conferences had a leg up on the Big 12, and they're still standing, and one of those conferences isn't. And so, I don't think 20 years from now the Big 12 is going to exist. And while it still is a smaller football stadium, to have the kind of, we know their basketball facilities are incredible, to have this put in place, I think is a way of saying, hey, we promise we will take football seriously. If anything goes down and this gets weird and we're starting to do super conferences, or we're thinking it's just the Big Ten and the SEC, or it's just going to be three conferences, not the Power Four anymore, we'd like you to remember that we do have the facilities. Because up until this point, before they started doing these renovations, Kansas's football facilities were one of the worst in all of the Power Five. Like, they were bad, bad. I mean, their football facilities stunk. And so now to have a big, shiny new toy, and especially making sure it gets done because David Booth's got $300 million for you. I know all $300 million is not going to that. I'm sure it's getting spread out a lot of different ways. But because he's cutting a big fat check, you are in a better position than you've ever been to prove to teams you're taking football serious.
And the stadium alone, though, and if you wanted to keep Lance Leipold, and they've been able to, remember other programs have tried to poach him in the last year or so, this was part of the deal, right? Like you had to get the stadium project done. You had to have top-notch facilities so you can be competitive in recruiting and other things. So it was an awesome gift to see come through today. And I think, it positions them a lot better moving forward into the future, whether it is for realignment or for other things as well. Someone says, what does this guy do for a living? He can donate $300 million. Very successful investor. I believe he operates a firm that, you know, deals with, you know, billions of dollars or whatever. He's worth $2.8 billion.
Well, you guys are saying
$2.8 billion.
You guys were saying before the show, this isn't the only, you know, he's
made a different $300 million donation to his grad school.
University of Chicago, I think it's now the University of Chicago, like Booth Business School. He's donated, as I said, to help start the KU Business School, I think $2 million. He donated in 2017 for some of the projects of renovations at football stadium as well. I think that helped. I don't know if that helped with the indoor facility or whatever it was, like $50 million. So yeah, I mean, he's, I think all told that we publicly know about, it's between the schools, I think it's over $600 million easily.
And I mean, obviously, you know, you guys have touched on it. It's not just great for the university, but also for, as it pertains to the football program directly, with the upgrading of facilities and the new stadium and the field getting buzzed and the new, and the, in the uniforms, like, and Lance Leipold being like, all of it is, kids love the new facilities. They love the new jerseys. They want to be able to go to a place they feel comfortable in.
And they weren't
a place
keeping
that
up
looks
for a while.
Nice. Yeah. And now that KU's doing this, it's only going to enhance the guys that they can get, the guys that they get in the portal, whatever the case is, to try to keep the football program going in the direction that it has been.
Drew, you're probably better to answer this question. When this renovation is done, knowing that they've got some of the best basketball facilities, mostly because they've got a historic stadium, but also we know the dorm and all the other stuff.
They just renovated it.
Yeah, the rest of their basketball stuff is kind of incredible. Will they have some of the best facilities in all the Big 12? I'm not talking Big 10 SEC right now.
Yeah.
I've seen some of those setups. They're nuts. So
yeah, they're not going to touch
like,
those.
But will they have some of the best in all of the Big 12 now?
Oh, for sure.
When
yeah,
this thing's done in a couple of years?
That
wasn't the biggest
stadium.
So. It's still a small football stadium. Does that matter?
It's only going to be low 40s, like 41, 42,000.
And Bill Snyder's like 50?
Yeah.
And Missouri's
60.
A lot of the Big 12 ones range from 40 to 65 or something like that.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a smaller stadium. That's, you know, if you're, that's been like the joke on the K-State fan side of it. That's been like their favorite thing to joke about.
Kansas fans say agricultural school and they joke about your Cracker Box size stadium. Is that what it is? Is that the back and forth between the two?
I don't even know if this is the agriculture stuff that people are making. It's more just the constant back and forth of rivalry stuff and one's big brother, one's little brother kind of thing going on. But,
well, unfortunately, little brother's going to beat big brother this year in football. Sorry to K-State fans.
You're saying Kansas is going to beat Kansas State.
Also, you said that
Do you
backwards.
Know the last time that Kansas
Hold
beat
on,
Kansas
say,
State football?
Say that again.
Little brother is going to
beat big brother. But he's saying Golden
State. No, but K-State is little brother.
In football, but
in football,
not.
KU is little brother, if we're being real.
Yeah, I'm talking university-wise.
Oh, well, big brother's going to beat little brother then, if we're talking university-wise in football.
Gotcha.
Then. Sorry about it.
Gotcha.
KU is going to win for the first time since, what, 2008, the Sunflower Showdown? Or whatever.
It's been way too long. Also, I don't know if that's going to happen this year. K-State has
like
the best chance of any of the locals to make it to the college football playoff.
When's the last time they beat him in Manhattan? Hasn't it been like, I'm not kidding, it's like Bush 1 or something was I mean, it's been a long time since they won Manhattan, right? Is it
Drew's
in
wearing
this
a
year?
Drew's wearing Manhattan? Drew's wearing a KU shirt today.
That's because today's KU day. KU day.
I don't know if I like. I don't know if I like you. I don't know if I like you wearing
podcast.
A KU shirt after wearing an MU shirt like 2 weeks ago and K State the week. I don't know if I like you wearing a KU shirt. Carrington's mad at you wearing a KU shirt today as well.
Well, Carrington,
you got to pick an allegiance sometime, man. We got to narrow this thing down.
No, okay. So again, for those of you who want to watch, by the way, the podcast is on video now. I wore
your college football.
Yeah, correct. I wore the lavender purple last week for K-State.
Okay.
Today I'm wearing the KU shirt. Next week is Missouri Day on the 249 miles of college football podcast. Oh, I will wear a Missouri shirt.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going along with the themes. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling. Look, again, I every take I give you, I believe wholeheartedly. Kansas, I think, will beat K-State this year, and it'll be the reason K-State does not go to the Big 12 title game. I'm sorry. But that's what I think.
I hope you're right. But I hope you're right.
How much trash talk are you going to give if KU beats K-State?
It depends. What kind of year is
who's
KU
he
having?
Trash talking to? He doesn't have any K-State friends.
So who's
who's he levying this trash talk on?
I don't know.
It also depends. It also depends the type of year KU's having. Is it for Kansas to get their fourth win or their like seventh win? You know what I mean? Like, there's I feel like I'm pretty reasonable when it comes to this. Like the trash talk. If you beat a school and you only have, it's the first time in a while, is a big deal. But if you ended up still only winning four games that year, then I don't think you should talk much bleep. You know what I mean? This goes back to our issue with Cincinnati sometimes, Drew. Like, you know, you beat Kansas City in a regular season game, but you didn't make the playoffs that year. I don't care. You know, it's the same kind of thing.
I think KU is going to have a good year.
I would love it.
I think there will be room for you to talk.